Thank you and good morning. Local stores in Humboldt County have prepared for the rush of Black Friday, and across the nation, businesses already opened their doors to potential customers on Thanksgiving night to get a head start. The term Black Friday was coined by the Philadelphia Police Department in the mid-60s after large crowds would congregate to the traditional Army-Navy football game that was always played the day after Thanksgiving. A recent report shows that spending on Black Friday has actually declined in the last 3 years, after peaking in 2012 with nearly $60 billion on average being spent. The average spending decreased to $50 billion in 2014. The decline can be attributed to the fact that there has been an increase in online shopping every year since 2012. Nearly 140 million people are still expected to shop this upcoming weekend, with a sizable portion participating in Black Friday sales. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will kick off their annual Share the Magic of Christmas Toy Drive at the Bayshore Mall this morning. Children will have the opportunity to get their picture taken with firefighters as well as Santa Claus as they travel through the mall collecting toys. They will be at the mall again collecting donations on Saturday morning as well. The fire department will continue to collect toys and other donations until December 20th, and those donations will be distributed by the local Salvation Army. For those who want to skip out on Black Friday sales, the Save the Redwoods League has offered an alternative, as they are sponsoring free admission into state parks. Throughout the day, people across the state can enjoy the sight of 49 state parks for free by obtaining a day-use pass, which can be obtained on the Save the Redwood League's website. The Humboldt State University football team will continue their playoff run on Saturday as they travel to Maryville, Missouri, to face the number one seed Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. Last Saturday, the Lumberjacks captured their first playoff win in 47 years after defeating Augustana University at the Redwood Bowl 45-31. They will face a Bearcat team that claimed the number one ranking nationally, and to this point, they have not lost a game this season, posting an 11-0 record. There are 16 teams remaining in the NCAA Division II tournament, and kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern Time. McKinleyville resident John Corbett was reappointed to his position on the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Governor Jerry Brown announced the appointment on Wednesday afternoon, and Corbett will continue his position on the board where he has served since 2002. The 67-year-old has plenty of experience working in government. He was a former Humboldt County supervisor in 1976 and served as a legal counsel for the Yurok Tribe. Corbett also served on the California Coastal Commission from 1976 to 1981. Arcata police continue the search for a white male adult who is responsible for a stabbing attack at the Arcata Marsh earlier this week. The victim and the suspect got into a fight, which led to the victim suffering multiple stab wounds to his arm and shoulder. The injuries were treated at Mad River Hospital and were determined to be non-life-threatening. The suspect remains at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Services will be held at the Yurok Tribal Office in Klamath Saturday morning for Executive Director Troy Fletcher, who unexpectedly passed away last week. During his time as director, Fletcher was most known for ending decades of contention between interest groups over water rights on the Klamath River. Congressman Jared Huffman said the following statement, "I always admired and trusted Troy and feel honored to have worked with him on fisheries restoration issues for many years and in recent years on a wide range of tribal issues." Services for Fletcher are scheduled for 10 o'clock. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office identified the pedestrian who was killed after being struck by a vehicle north of Gentoli Lane. 43-year-old Cassandra Rogers succumbed to injuries after being struck by a vehicle driven by an 80-year-old McKinleyville resident on Highway 101. The driver was headed northbound on the highway in heavy fog conditions and could not see Rogers, who was standing in the roadway, and did not have enough time to take evasive action. At this time, drugs and alcohol are not considered as factors in the crash. A possible assault in Arcata resulted in the victim being treated for injuries at the hospital Wednesday night. Arcata police responded to the plaza at the corner of 9th and G Streets near Hotel Arcata and located the victim. Details surrounding the assault remain scarce, and a suspect has not been identified. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.